Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Here we go. Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Now, last week on Thursday, President Joe Asterisk Biden, he decided to get out and say a few things. And among these things, one of them was a little bit of a head scratcher. And when you're talking about a totalitarian, you can get an idea that he is a totalitarian by what he has to say about certain things. And he made a comment that none of the constitutional amendments are absolute. Now, that should be very troubling for a lot of people, because the constitutional amendments are also called the Bill of Rights. So he's saying, and the Bill of Rights was designed to be a restraint upon the federal government. And what the president is saying here is that there are no restraints on the federal government. He said it. We can't pretend otherwise. He decided to announce new executive actions on gun control, wanting to limit ghost guns, which are not an issue, and make it easier for people to flag their own family members who shouldn't be allowed to purchase firearms, thus giving them due process power over their loved ones. And when he announced his gun restrictions, he specifically addressed the Second Amendment. And while Biden insisted that none of his gun control measures impinged on the Second Amendment, he also insisted that no amendment to the Constitution is absolute. Nothing, he said, his quote, nothing I'm about to recommend in any way impinges on the Second Amendment. They're phony arguments suggesting that these are Second Amendment rights at stake for what we're talking about. And then came the key statement, but no amendment to the Constitution is absolute. You can't yell fire in a crowded movie theater. Recall the freedom of speech. From the very beginning, you couldn't own any weapon you wanted to own. From the very beginning, the Second Amendment existed, certain people weren't allowed to have weapons. So the idea is just bizarre to suggest that some of the things we're recommending are contrary to the Constitution. Gun violence in this country is an epidemic. Now, the whole you can't yell fire in a crowded theater thing has long since been debunked. You actually can under any number of circumstances without any negative ramifications. But is Biden right? Do you think he's right about amendments not being absolute? Now, I disagree, obviously. And I suspect that pretty much everyone disagrees with the president on this, including the president himself. So, if the First Amendment isn't absolute, then why can't Islam be banned in the United States? After all, it's a faith tied to terrorist acts across the world. Can it be allowed to exist within the United States? The Third Amendment not being absolute means we all should be ready to quarter troops at our own expense. It'll sure cut down on what the DOD pays for housing. The Fourth Amendment, who really needs a warrant? And the good news for the Democrats, if the 13th Amendment isn't absolute, then Democrats can get their slaves back to some degree. With the 19th Amendment not being absolute, then that means not all women should get the right to vote. Or conversely, it means that those who don't identify as either male or female aren't covered by this non-absolute amendment. And I could go on and on with this. And I'm taking some of these to a ridiculous degree, but I can't possibly be as ridiculous as what he said when he said that no constitutional amendments are absolute. They're all absolute. Not being absolute doesn't mean that they have no meaning at all. And that's basically what he's saying, that they don't have meaning. The problem, though, is that the only thing that's not really considered absolute is the Second Amendment. Even Biden or his staff knew that the fire the crowded theater thing has long ago been debunked. And I'd lay odds that it was only mentioned as a way to try to deflect away from the fact that the Second Amendment is the only one people are really okay restricting. But once you establish, and, you know, my opinion is this, as far as importance of the amendments. The first one, when it was put out there, was radical. Imagine the people of a country being able to say whatever they wanted, think whatever they wanted, assemble wherever they wanted, without having to ask the permission of the state. That was a radical idea. But I think right after they put that one down on paper, they began to realize where they were, what they'd just been through, and they realized how important it was to have an armed populace. So, in my mind, in the way I regard things, I look at the Second Amendment as the true... The Second Amendment is the strength of the Constitution, of the Bill of Rights. Without the Second Amendment, none of the Bill of Rights mean anything. We established the country by violently throwing out a monarchy. But it's very telling that it is very telling when you look at the Democrats and some Republicans, by the way, when you look at them and you realize to them that the Second Amendment is either such, it's an antique. Why should we walk around with these archaic weapons of war? Or it's barbaric. Or that we were never meant, you know, you couldn't own anything that you wanted to own. Well, you know, that's not entirely true. I know people that own M1 tanks and aircraft with weapons mounted on them, with real weapons mounted on them, with real miniguns mounted on them. You can own them if you have the dollars to pay for it. Now, there's a lot of regulatory hoops to jump through, all of them on fire. But you can own whatever you want to if you're willing to pay that price. But we're not talking about that kind of armament. We're talking about man-portable weapons. Not crew-served. Not something you have to have a mechanic to make it run. We're talking about man-portable weapons. And to this point, understanding, like they're talking about getting out of Afghanistan now, the reason Afghanistan has not fallen is because of guerrilla warfare, which would be exactly what they would face here in the United States, except they would face it with a bunch of people that know the tactics of the people coming at them. But when you have a president who won on a lie, who believes the lie now, when he gets out there and makes that statement, which is very obvious what he thinks, this is what he thinks. He's trying to establish that one amendment doesn't really mean what it says. And if you can establish that there's one amendment that doesn't really mean what it says, it's so much easier to do the same with the rest. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Thank you.
AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCKANDLOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Well, I really shouldn't have expected anything less from Joe Biden. He's out there. He'll tell you that his pick for the ATF director, David Chipman, is a fine fella. But he is a known advocate for gun grabbing. And in most cases, if a Republican were in the office and was trying to push through a, you know, say, I don't know, a former board member of the NRA to be the ATF director, the outcry would be crazy. It would be the craziest thing you'd ever heard. This move was part of his slew of, you know, executive orders, if you want to call them that, that were triggered by the now forgotten Boulder Rampage killing that killed 10, including a police officer. And we've forgotten everybody that got killed in Boulder. But the press has moved on from that. It, you know, they've got this thing up in Brooklyn City, Minnesota now that they can go after. The shooter, of course, in Boulder, isn't white. He was a Syrian refugee named Ahmad al-Aliwi al-Izza, 21 years old. But we can still use the crisis for something. There's still some way we can salvage the crisis. Now, last year, Mr. Chipman mocked first-time gun owners, saying that they were worried by zombies and compared them to Joe Exotic of Netflix's Tiger King. He was commenting on the massive 2020 spike in gun sales. He also spewed some big whoppers about the Waco siege, too, suggesting a couple of helicopters were shot down by 50-caliber machine gunfire, which I think they probably had some Barretts at the time in the Waco compound. They had some serious hardware. I don't think they had full-on M2 machine guns. So that never happened. So, and we get this from Twitter. President Joe Biden's pick to lead the ATF mocked first-time gun owners who purchased firearms during the coronavirus pandemic, saying in an interview last year that they were putting themselves and their families in danger. He said in the interview that he understood the pandemic-induced anxiety that led to a spike in gun sales, but he worried that the purchasers were making rash decisions that would put them at risk. Think about the audacity of what he just said. And you'll understand why we're still running around with masks. He does not believe an adult can make a call, a rational call, as to whether or not they want to own a gun. I mean, that's really outrageous. That's an outrageous statement to be lobbing about. He said in an interview from April 3rd, 2020, most of the new buyers who went out to the gun store and bought a gun have no training whatsoever. In their mind, they might be competent, they might think they're diehard and ready to go, but unfortunately they're more like Tiger King. They're putting themselves and their families in danger. When he made that statement, he was then he was a senior advisor to the Giffords Law Group, the anti-gun group run by Gabrielle Giffords. He said online on an online chat forum last year that he supports a total ban on the manufacture and sale of so-called assault weapons. So that there you have a very nice window into the mind of who we're up against. This is his mindset. It's a person who hates gun-owning Americans, hates that they have the right to own firearms, and thinks that only government employees should have guns. The same government agents who misplace their service weapons or shoot themselves while speaking to kids. Or how about accidentally shooting a man while doing a backflip at a bar? I can play that game too, Davey. And what happened in Minneapolis or Brooklyn City? I'm going to tell you this. This is just based on what I know. I don't have the complete story. I have not seen the body cam footage of this. I think it's out there, but I don't know. But what I'm being told, what I have read, what I've heard, is that that police officer thought that she had her taser. Now, most of the police officers I know that run with a taser have their taser set up on their weak side in a cross draw position and their handgun set up on a strong side position. So, in order to consciously make a move to the taser, they have to go cross draw. They're not going to make that mistake. Now, I don't know what the circumstance is, the way they set it up in this jurisdiction. But if you get out there and you draw your weapon and you think it's a taser, I don't care how long you've been out there. And it was not an accidental discharge. Her finger was on the trigger. Her finger was on the trigger. She pulled the trigger. But anyway, back to Chipman, whatever his name is. That's his mindset. And it's not shocking that Biden picked him, given those remarks. This clown and the ever-present COVID passport initiative are the main theaters in the two-front war we're going to have to fight with this White House in order to keep our liberty. Although they're saying now they don't want to do the passport thing. We'll see. The problem with this is that I don't think the filibuster will apply to the appointment and confirmation of that position. So they can do it. Unless, of course, we can talk Joe Manchin into not voting for him. Or Kyrsten Sinema. If we can do that, then, maybe we could have something there. But we'll see. But, I mean, the audacity of this guy to get out there and say that, it's nearly 10, I mean, we were talking 8.5 million, but that was like 60 days ago. Now we're talking probably 10 million. He's saying that 10 million people don't know what they're doing by buying a gun. That is, everybody starts somewhere. Everybody starts somewhere. He's not some gunfighter that, was born into it or anything. Nobody is. So, that's what he looks like between his ears. Definitely partisan, definitely anti-gun. Stay vigilant. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. will end its long military involvement in Afghanistan.
But only the Afghans have the right and responsibility to lead their country, and that more and endless American military force could not create or sustain a durable Afghan government.
Speaking at the White House, President Biden noting the U.S. and our allies entered Afghanistan nearly 20 years ago after the 9/11 terrorist attacks. European Union regulators claim the benefits outweigh the risks when it comes to the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine. This comes after the FDA and CDC asked states to pause the use of the single-dose vaccine due to blood clots in 6 women who received it. The European Medical Agency saying they're investigating those cases and will decide if regulatory action is needed. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Vice President Kamala Harris said on Wednesday she has no plans to visit the U.S. southern border, but she's looking forward to a trip soon to Mexico and Guatemala to address the core causes of the surging illegal immigration from Central America.
A large part of our focus is diplomatic in terms of what we can do in a way that is about working with these countries. So, for example, I have talked with the President of Mexico, the President of Guatemala. We have, well, probably saying too much, but we have plans in the work to go to Guatemala as soon as possible, given all of the restrictions in terms of COVID and things of that nature.
Harris speaking at a roundtable discussion regarding immigration on Wednesday. A Burleson, Texas police officer is in stable condition after being shot multiple times during a traffic stop. The suspects fled the scene and are still on the loose. Burleson Police Chief Billy Cordell saying they have lots of promising leads. The Texas Rangers are leading the investigation. USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. See, this is what happens when you try to do things without looking. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out. FranklinArmory.com. That's the home of the binary trigger, which is excellent. That's the home of the Seleuce line. That's the home of the Militia line, which is all that. Just go look at the 308 SBR in the Militia line. FranklinArmory.com. We got this on last week. They put out this fact sheet. Today, the Biden-Harris administration is announcing 6 initial actions to address the gun violence public health epidemic. That was the anticipated fact sheet that the professionally crafted propaganda characterized itself as factual was the first evidence of gaslighting, as was the demonstrably false epidemic characterization also. But then they also admitted that these were but initial actions and that there's plenty more citizen disarmament waiting in the wings, confirms what alert gun owners have known since Senator Thomas Dodd, author of the Gun Control Act of 68, publicly wished for abolishing all guns and to destroy them all. And since Brady campaign predecessor Handgun Control Incorporated's Nelson Pete Shields revealed in 76 the plot to take one step at a time to make possession of all handguns totally illegal. Protests that all of the grabbers are after is common sense gun safety. It's just a lie to lull the ignorant and the gullible. And of course, they're talking about taking your guns, taking them. So, there's, you know, I've gone over this. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on each of the first five initial actions. You know, they want to ban ghost guns, which means guns you build at your house, which they're going to use guns found at crime scenes, which have had the serial numbers, you know, filed off, to call them ghost guns. But what they don't want you building your own gun. And I don't know why they don't, because they don't know what you got anyway, which is sort of a stupid thing to do. And I don't know why anybody's not asking that question. Well, there's no registry out there. How do you even know who's got them? They want to do it by having the executive branch writing what is effectively law. And statistics for serial number traces resulting in convicted perpetrators don't seem to be advertised anywhere with this. If that actually worked, they'd be crowing about it to drum up support. They want to ban the arm brace based on one uncertainty. The alleged shooter in the Boulder tragedy appears to have used a pistol with an arm brace. And their rationale is because it makes the gun more accurate. So I guess common sense gun safety means they want guns to hit targets other than what they're aimed at. And they want to make it subject to the requirements of the NFA, the National Firearms Act. And so that means they'll put it on the NFA, the registration and transfer record that experts have deemed unreliable for prosecutions. Not content with having Merrick Garland's Justice Department essentially rewrite federal disarmament edicts, they want to come up with a due process denying red flag law template for the states with incentives to attract their friends and ways to put the squeeze on those who don't fall in line. And they're talking about community violence interventions. Basically means boondoggle programs and wealth transfers from the productive sector to Democrat urban areas. And the ATF already has trafficking reports, and the grabbers use them as a feint, or a fake, if you will, for ending private sales and registration. Now, those five actions will all allow the citizen disarmers to advance their agenda, and gun owners need to join in opposing them, both with the groups that, you know, you belong to, and individually as a force multiplier, educating those within your sphere of influence. Now, the sixth action, nominating Chipman, is something that is in our power to thwart and maybe even have some fun doing that. Now, aside from being a careerist with his snout in the ATF trough, he's a creature of the Giffords machine and a demonstrable liar. He stated, "What I support is treating AR-15s just like machine guns. To me, if you want to have a weapon of war, the same gun that was issued to me as a member of the SWAT team, it makes sense that you would have to pass a background check, the gun would have to be in your name, and there would be a picture and fingerprints on file." He's the oath-breaking gun grabber who denies that he's a gun grabber, and an only one who claims gun owners who carry without police training are untrained or irresponsible, disregarding that qualifying in most departments consists of shooting 50 rounds at various distances once a year, and scoring a C, and they get multiple retries for those who fail. He characterizes those who reject disarmament by forming Second Amendment sanctuaries as bullies and renegades, and claims the Second Amendment calls for regulating firearms, not militias. And he said, and listen to what I'm saying when I say this, for someone who knows the AFT well, you think he would know that Waco cult members never shot down two helicopters with 50 caliber Barretts. His mission, if confirmed, will be to use the authority and power of the government to accomplish what he could not as a flack for lobbyists. But the question has to be asked, won't anybody that the Biden-Harris regime nominate, won't they be an enemy? And yeah, they will. Absolutely. That was the whole problem with this election. But the point here is to thwart the agenda wherever we can and deny them the accomplishment of a prized, publicized goal. And it can be done with very little effort. Republicans and Democrats in the Senate, like John Tester and Joe Manchin, who still make noises about being gun owners themselves, should be pressured to reject Chipman's nomination. Now, to make that happen, NRA could wake up a minute and apply much of the pressure by letting politicians know support for the nominee will be scored as an anti-gun vote, and affect their rating. If you are a member of the NRA, you know, you need to remind them that we still haven't forgotten how the NRA ignored pleas to score votes for Eric Holder. And look where that got us. We can also enlist anti-gun Democrats to help by treating this as a situation warranting any chair in a bar fight. The ATF has not had a confirmed director since 2015. This is coming from the fact sheet. And that's fine. So the progressive administration that brags they're all about advancing women is going to toss over the first and only acting woman director for the top slot and put in another man in what has been an exclusive boys club since its inception, and a white guy at that. So let's plant that bug in the feminist Democrats' ears. Why not a woman? Why not a black woman? A Hispanic woman? Are none of them qualified? There ought to be plenty of screeching commie harridans ready to be triggered by that. And then there's the old allegations from Cleanup ATF that Chipman never legally challenged before he was a public figure, which should help fence sitters be leery of the guy and maybe even prod someone to look into this. Problem is that Chipman has been manipulating the Bureau-sponsored contractor to pad the BQL with his friends, and the net effect is that a truly qualified people are not being considered for positions. BQL is the best qualified list. So, he's beatable. We can turn him back. We can turn him out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. About 8 weeks ago, there was a winter storm in Texas that stranded 4 million people without power, heat, or access to water and supplies for days. The roads were frozen. They struggled to survive. 111 Americans perished from hypothermia, carbon monoxide poisoning, vehicular crashes, and house fires. And as a result, no fewer than 7 house proposals in Texas seek to prevent electric grid breakdowns from ever happening again. Any legislative action that they could possibly take is not going to have any effect on that. You can't fool Mother Nature. As the coronavirus pandemic is demonstrating, reactive legislation can't mitigate the immediate effect of unpredictability. The government could not offset the economic impact of shutdowns, which hit a lot of people hard. Hit everybody hard. Grocery shortages spawned by panic buying demonstrated the fragility of the supply chain when it's under duress. The supply chain that you enjoy right now is all based on it being available, so they barely have anything in there to sustain a store for 2 or 3 days. So when you walk into a Walmart grocery store or any big, one of the big Kroger grocery stores or anything else, what's in the back room is only about 2 or 3 days. They're expecting a truck any day now. They try to maintain a constant level, but that is finite. And yet, there were some that were prepared for the pandemic upheaval and for the weather-related devastation in Texas. An estimated 3.7 million American preppers guarded against uncertainty by accumulating stockpiles of necessities and creating contingency plans to survive in a variety of emergency circumstances. Now, preppers get mocked a lot and made fun of a lot for their inclination to preparedness and their affection for firearms. Remember the nice farcical shows that were on with the National Geographic Channel's Doomsday Preppers and Discovery Channel's Doomsday Bunkers? New York Times critic Neil Genslinger found the shows were full of contempt for humankind. What an easy target, he wrote. The prepper worldview is for ridicule. Well, you haven't been in a place that is shut down, have you there, Neil? Most of the legacy media painted preparedness as a sort of madness inspired by the doomsday fixation. And according to Morgan Rogue of Rogue Preparedness, the purpose of preparedness is to have plans for an uncontrollable future. Her motto is to control tomorrow or conquer tomorrow by preparing today. Recent events show that having a solid preparedness protocol in place is more logical than relying on the government, the supply chain, or even private industry during emergencies. For those looking to gather the right knowledge and equipment to help themselves survive the unexpected, Rogue shares common sense strategies to help beginners stockpile food and water, survive without... You want to know the hard part about trying to prep is to learn to survive without electricity. I mean, when I was growing up, that was not that big of a deal, but nowadays, no power for your iPad or no power for your iPhone and all this other stuff, that would drive a lot of people mad. It also will help create the plans and mindset that will help them react to incoming danger or adverse conditions at a moment's notice. The first thing you got to do is accumulate some food and water. That's paramount. You need at least 3 days' worth of food. But ideally, 2 weeks or more is better. But she warns against going into debt or making yourself broke just to be prepared. Preparedness is supposed to be an asset, not a hindrance. So, to ensure your stockpile is adequate, make a meal plan based on the food you expect to store. And this can curtail any aimless purchasing and gives you a vision and goal to spend your time and money more wisely. The food that I'm accumulating, which I am, I have been accumulating it. Some of you have actually helped me accumulate some of it, is all about reconstitution. I'm, you know, add water. It takes up less space. I don't need electricity. I can just store it right out there in the garage. A lot of it's meals ready to eat by the military. You know, every time you go to the grocery store, you can grab a few gallons of water here and there. Organize these so they're easily accessible and identifiable. And it's all going to, depend upon your living space, what you can do. You can buy a generator. Now, Dan Zimmerman of The Truth About Guns, the reason he did so well is he was from a cold part of the United States, Rhode Island, and he had a power generator. And he thinks you should have one that runs on propane. Everybody does, because propane is easier to store than gas. Gas can be stored for about a year without with proper fuel stabilization, so long as it's rotated. Solar generators or solar panels provide an alternative option, but you better not be relying on that solely. If you're somebody that relies on some sort of an electrical medical device like, generated oxygen, you need a generator. So, and to stay warm in cold weather, it's recommended that you get a propane heater, like a buddy heater. If you want to retain warmth in the house, don't live in the whole house and use that as your sleeping area for you and everybody there. Go into one room. Maybe, preferably somewhere that has a propane or natural gas oven or wood stove or a fireplace. And to keep the heat in, cover the windows with blackout curtains or heavy blankets and wear layers. Use lots of blankets and drink a lot of warm liquids. Now, during the summer, you do the exact opposite. You need to keep hydrated and stay in the shade. Blackout curtains can also keep a house cooler during the day, while opening windows will let in cool air at night. Now, one thing to watch out for is carbon monoxide poisoning, which kills 430 Americans each year. That's a concern when using generators, heaters, or grills. And while making a carbon monoxide detector is an asset, it may not be effective if it's too far from the source of emission. So to operate a generator safely, use it outside 20 to 50 feet away from any window or door and have an extension cord. Now, in a really bad situation, that would mean that you'd have to have somebody out there guarding the generator, because it's going to be heard and people are going to be envious. I'm not even going to get into the bugging out part, because with each and every passing day, I realize that my days of bugging out are probably gone. But I still have kits designed that would get me out and around if I had to. But that's a story for another day. Maybe I will reach out to this individual that's given all this advice. Morgan Rogue. Maybe I'll reach out to her and ask her to come on the show and give us some first-hand stuff to talk about. Some first-hand instruction. This is the thing. Being ready for the zombie apocalypse means you're ready for everything below that. And what you're more likely to find is a weather-induced disaster or simply a breakdown of the grid. And when that happens, having everything in place ready to go means not only are you going to survive, you may thrive. You will be okay in the interim while you wait this out for it to be rectified. This is not talking about EMP or anything like that. You get what I'm saying. Coming up next is the weaponized woman with Akita Bussey, and she's bringing her friend Ashley Tactical Poppins Sullivan with her. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.